cut himself really badly, says my wife Chris, who I started dating in high school. Bruce went to find the priest to say that the kid really needed help. All the boys got in trouble, but only Bruce got expelled. It turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to him. At this point, Bruce didn't have big dreams. He knew he didn't want to be a welder because he'd had a part-time job doing that, and he didn't like it. But he wasn't driven to succeed. Getting kicked out of school gave him that drive. He wanted, needed, to prove everybody wrong. Chris is right. I now had my mission in life. But this was a very difficult situation, especially for my dad. He was a working man. He ended up toiling on the factory lines at Caterpillar Inc. in New York for more than 25 years, taking every overtime shift he could to support his wife and five kids. When my dad and I were told I had been dismissed from my school, I knew I had failed him. We thought all the scholarships I had worked so hard to earn were now going to be gone. Worse, I had brought shame to the name he had labored so hard to uplift and honor. I've been haunted by that heartbreaking look he gave me back then. I've seen it in my mind at every stop of my coaching career. When the day finally came in 2006, when I was a Super Bowl winner, I was the wide receivers coach for the Steelers. I remember so vividly looking up